Just remember, keep in mind now, you are his treasure, a holy nation, his people, the people of his power, the people of his passion, the people of his heart, the people of his affection. You are more glorious than you know, stronger than you look, more brilliant than you can imagine. This is your identity. This is who you are. Do not permit anybody to talk you out of it or talk you down from that high place, that high calling. You are in Christ. You are astonishing, and at the very least you are wonderful, his marvellous darling. That was Graham Cook, of course. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves of who we are, whose we are, and where we're headed. We are the people of his passion, the people of his heart. We are in training for reigning with him. And as we have seen, he's placed us in his Son. Knowing that, really getting it into our hearts, transforms our lives and makes us welcome his government, not run away from it. If we are unaware of who we are and whose we are, we will have a poverty mindset about ourselves. A poverty mindset doesn't have to do with money, beloved, but how you see yourself, really see yourself, your core belief about who you are and where you fit. The world may not have much time for you, but you are the apple of his eye, his treasure, his passion, the people of his affection, his glorious darling, his bride. There's a mindset change that has to take place in order that we live our lives as the head and not the tail. While we're still seeking to please ourselves and people and not him, we'll never reach our potential because there will always be someone who doesn't like or approve us, and there will always be something we are personally striving for. Sometimes some of us have more people telling us who we are not than who we are, which doesn't help either. When you live under his smile, you know you're approved and accepted every day, even on your worst day. You're free to make mistakes. You're free to fail without being labelled a failure. It's all part of your growth process. And God smiles. He understands and gently encourages you to grow. The cross, you know, gives us power to choose where we live, in the old or the new. We get to choose freedom from the world, the flesh, and the devil. How about it, beloved? How about it? Believing is a straightforward, emotionless, hard-nosed choice. You can keep on believing you're a caterpillar if you like, but the truth is you are a beautiful, beautiful butterfly, and he's satisfied with you. So who are you going to believe? Choices. Here we go again.